Forecast for today, generally cloudy, slight chance for a shower, high generally in the low 50s. Racine Fire Department called out after 7:30 this morning to the west side of the city. The report was the gas smell around the area, crews confirming it around 21st and Roosevelt, along with a hissing noise. Now, word filtered through the communication center that We Energies was working nearby, so they went over there and there was a discussion with the utilities crews at Republic Avenue and Ohio Street. And the fire department learned that the pipes were being purged of gas before work could begin in relation to the ongoing Spring Street Highway 31 project. A 71-member Racine County contingent into day two of disaster response training at FEMA's facility in Emmitsburg, Maryland. Classroom work ahead of a community-specific disaster scenario and a response and then a recovery phase. Caledonia Village Administrator Tom Christensen is there. Notes that an emergency is really the wrong time to be passing out business cards with those you may have to do business with. He says that he believes this teamwork component is really going to prove beneficial in the end.
Get to know some of these folks and know who to call and build some trust before we have a major incident. So far, the training has been pretty good. We've had some wonderful presenters, and we're preparing to do the actual exercises. So that's going to be where we find out what we need to improve on. And that's the whole point of doing it here in a safe environment, that we can work out the kinks well before we have a major event locally.
That Racine County contingent undergoing the same basic disaster response training as a 77-member group that the county sent to Emmitsburg 19 years ago, including four return participants. The cocaine sentencing hearing for 1994 Wisconsin Rose Bowl MVP and former Park High School standout Brent Moss rescheduled to a week from today. His bond increased after a court appearance Monday revealed he had tested positive for cocaine and had missed a handful of random drug tests. Moss is now 45 years old. He was charged in April of last year with felony cocaine possession and misdemeanor resisting an officer from a traffic stop. While out on bond for that charge, he was arrested for some other drug-related charges. The seventh trustee position on the Mount Pleasant Village Board is still vacant today. Trustees last night unable to agree on an appointment after two tries. Village President Dave DeGroote again asking the board members consider the nomination of John Keyes, currently a member of the Village Plan Commission. But trustee Gary Fee said he still isn't convinced the village can't run without seven trustees.
I may lose a lot of votes, 5-1. I have no idea where Ken and John stand on a lot of these issues. I'm willing to live with that. But the idea that we're a six-member board and we should really just try and get along and do the citizens' business when we have the ability to go 6-0 on agenda items, why the huge push to put number seven in? Sure does kind of make you wonder.
Trustee John Hewitt said he was asked over this past weekend by a bunch of folks, what's going on with Mount Pleasant? Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee backing a city staff recommendation to accept the bid of the new scoreboards that will go inside six community centers, though they're not from the lowest bidder.
I'm not awarding to the actual lowest bidder. They did not comply with the entire specification. The remote controls to operate the scoreboards did not do everything that we wanted them to do. So I am recommending that we award to Nevco Incorporated for their bid price of $21,685.
City Purchasing Agent Kathy Casper explaining Nevco Incorporated is based in Greenville, Illinois. The company has over 70 years of experience. The Common Council will get the scoreboard purchase recommendation next week. Back on this date in the year 1882, the impact of what was called Racine's Great Fire was being felt. Almost seven city blocks wiped out, more than 70 stores, saloons, stables, homes, and other buildings. May of the 6th is when it began at the Goodrich Transportation Company site, a three-story wooden warehouse at the end of the Southern Harbor Pier. Historian John Van Thiel says sparks from a tugboat blew into the warehouse building, and that's what started the fire. Then-Mayor William Packard even pleading for help from fire departments in Milwaukee and Chicago. Among the buildings destroyed at that time, Porter's Furniture Store and the Congress House Hotel. Amazingly, though, nobody died from that fire directly. A broad credit transferring agreement between Carthage College and Gateway Technical College now in place. A signing ceremony yesterday on the Gateway campus. President Brian Albrecht from Gateway calling in yet another benefit for the students.
This particular agreement, I think, has deep meaning because it addresses a lot of the concerns that you might hear about in the national media, helping establish pathways of an affordable education.
Eligible Gateway graduates with an associate degree in one of 40 different programs can transfer those credits over to Carthage toward a four-year degree. Bill Miller, Carthage Associate Provost for Continuing Studies, applauding the deal.
This, I think, represents an excellent opportunity, not just for our institutions, but for our community, and probably most importantly for our students.
Articulation agreements between the two schools, really nothing new, but up until now, they've all been program-specific. Carthage President Gregory Woodward was to have been there for the signing ceremony, but he had a dental emergency. The now former Guaranty Bank location on Regency West Drive in Mount Pleasant had a little situation Monday afternoon related to the federal regulators taking over the place on Friday, the facility reopening then as a Citizens Bank. Police indicate a man in his 60s reportedly made some threats and refused to leave until his problem got solved. Reports describe the man as slightly agitated, though generally cooperative. He was given a municipal disorderly conduct citation due to the alleged threats. Guaranty Bank, of course, with 119 branches in 5 states. In Racine County, closures at the Burlington Walmart, Caledonia Pick and Save on Douglas Avenue, and the Mount Pleasant Walmart, as well as retail outlets in Oak Creek and Kenosha. Pleasant Prairie's Plan Commission approves the final site and operational plans for United Hospital Systems and St. Catherine's Medical Center and that campus construction of a 242,000-square-foot advanced outpatient surgical wing. It's going up right next to the existing hospital off Highway 50. Meanwhile, the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission also approving site and operational plans for Zilber Property Group. They want to build an almost 150,000-square-foot spec industrial building at the southwest corner of Green Bay Road and 99th Street. A largely partisan audience went to a budget listening session held by 3 Kenosha area Democrats, Senator Bob Wirch, Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca, and Representative Todd Onstad. After about an hour's worth of comments ranging from transportation funding to potential health care cuts, it kind of boiled down to this from retired Assistant Police Chief Jim Farley.
The question really is, will anybody in power in Madison, and I know you guys are in power, but I mean the controlling power, listen to you? Right now, through decisions we as the electorate have made collectively, the government is in the hands of people who really don't represent us, in my opinion. They represent their constituency, which is generally the people who give them money to obtain their office. Now, I don't know everybody in this room, but looking around, I don't think that's any of us.
In the end of the session, Representative Peter Barca gave his analysis on the U.S. Supreme Court case that challenges the way the Republicans drew up the legislative district lines in the state, saying it may come down to one or two swing votes on the court, and that if the Republicans lose, it could mean that the districts would have to be redrawn in time for the 2018 elections. And take note that the Caledonia Board of Trustees is being urged by the village's Legislative and Licensing Committee to approve what's being promoted as the Holy Cow Beer Festival. It'll be August the 26th at Caledonia Mount Pleasant Memorial Park on Highway K in Franksville, same place as the new version of the Kraut Festival. The name Holy Cow connects to the New Glarus Brewing Company and its many craft beers, including Spotted Cow Ale. Several proposed changes in the city of Kenosha's sex offender residency ordinance now being driven by decisions in some recent court cases, one involving the village of Pleasant Prairie in which it lacked a clear rationale for the provisions in the ordinance essentially banishing sex offenders from the community. Assistant City Attorney Bill Richardson telling the Public Safety and Welfare Committee one of the proposed changes for the city would reduce the distance that offenders could live in areas where children congregate.
The current ordinance in the city is 2,500 feet from a prohibited location. It also may very well have that same effect, and given that we've reduced the distance from the 2,500 to 1,000.
Alderman Jan Makowski said that barring unified standards coming from the state, the proposed changes were about the best that could be drafted.
When somebody's served their time and they've done their time, you know, there's a certain difficulty in how to deal with that, you know, because they've served their time, because double jeopardy can't come into play here. But at the same time, we want to keep our residents, our citizens, particularly our children, as safe as possible.
The proposed changes include a lengthy section on the rationale behind the ordinance. The committee unanimously recommended the changes go to the full council. Racine's Public Works and Services Committee set to meet tonight in council chambers at City Hall. It all begins with a 5:30 public hearing on some more street projects for next year and their assessments. Then it's the regular business meeting with the agenda that includes Alderman Sandy Wagner's requested update from the Public Works Commissioner on the status of the safety building in terms of its continued use, also the sidewalk repair and replacement program, expenditures from last year and this year's plan of action. said he had seen hired a new assessor after a search that lasted almost 9 months. One reason for that, the salary, which is lower than most other communities in the state. The Finance and Personnel Committee recommending the Common Council change that going forward. HR Officer Tim Tompkins tried to explain the value of that position, noted that a competitive salary is important for a job in which longevity really not a factor these days.
Our fear is that losing the position or having somebody move out based on these wages and salaries that are out there, I think it took us, 8 or 9 months to fill the position originally. The average age of assessors throughout the state of Wisconsin is about 62 years old. Also, when looking at the job description that you have in your hand from Kenosha, Mr. Bowers exceeds all of those requirements that other cities that are looking.
Finance Director Dave Brown said the city of Racine probably has one of the lowest paid assessors in the state of Wisconsin and could otherwise lose him this summer.
The incumbent has not been an assessor all his life. He actually worked for the Department of Revenue and has actually been co-author of some of the legislation and state statutes that are out there when it comes to assessing and things like that. So we've got a great person. Quite frankly, if we do not do this, I would imagine that his resignation will stand, and come June 1st, we will be out trying to recruit somebody.
The recommendation now going to the Common Council for a final decision. Plan Commission for the Village of Summers deferring action on rezoning and land use issues for a proposed mosque at Highway A east of 100th Avenue on land already owned by the Islamic Society of Southeast Wisconsin. And the Summers Plan Commission postpones a public hearing on a request from A.W. Oaks & Son of Racine to rezone for construction of a fleet maintenance building and to set up a temporary concrete crushing operation near Highways EA and L. That hearing is now set for June the 12th. Our forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.